Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hello, and here we are again for another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
This week's topic is the three fastest ways to use mobile marketing to double your sales. So, quick question for you. Have you created and tested a mobile marketing and advertising strategy? If not, what's holding you back? The upside of mobile ads and marketing is tremendous, and the downside is that your competition will successfully get on board before you do, making it even harder for you to recover those lost customers and prospects. Now, before we get into the meat of today's episode, so to speak, we're going to do the usual. Hazel's going to give you the 2-minute rundown on how mobile wallet marketing works. If you're a past listener and you've heard this before, skip to the 3-minute mark. If you're not, spend your next 2 minutes wisely while she tells you how this works.
So the big question you have right now, I bet, is what is mobile wallet marketing? Well, it's direct access marketing and communication tool with customers using their mobile phones. You can use it for a variety of reasons. We use it for digital business cards, store cards for you to do discounts or offers.
Podcast marketing.
Correct, podcast marketing. If you have a podcast, you want to increase your listenership.
Online marketing, we use it for our coaching classes.
Absolutely, we use it for event tickets. Whatever your business is, you could probably use a mobile wallet pass.
True that.
So, let's ask.
How does it go? Front of the pass has graphics.
That's right. I was about to say yes. There's two sides to a pass, the front and the back. So the front of the pass has the graphics. We use Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. That's our podcast pass that we have. And on the front, that's where we have our title. We have our logo. And we have our episode that we use as a mobile update that can be seen right on the lock screen. And on the back of the pass, when you turn it over, you have URLs that, again, if we use a podcast pass, so we have it going to our listeners. We have, you want to call in for the show, we have our phone number on there. We have email contact, call to actions, whatever you need. If you have a physical address, if you're a store, brick and mortar store, we have maps. You can navigate right to them.
That's right. Driving directions, basically coming straight out of Apple Maps, or if you're using an Android wallet version of the mobile wallet marketing, it works with Google Maps instead of Apple Maps, and anything that the phone, Android or iPhone recognizes as a valid app, it will launch that app directly from a single tap on the back of the pass. The other thing you can do with mobile marketing cards or passes is directly deliver app installs from both the front and the back of the pass. So, there's a lot of things that you can do here. I think we're going to move on and do some talking about the three fastest ways to use mobile marketing to double your sales. To start with, what's the real purpose of using mobile? I would say, and correct me if you think it's something else, Hayes, to reach out to people in a way that's most convenient and effective based on that person being your prospect or your customer, not based on what's best for you.
Very well said. And why would you want to use mobile? Well, that's easy. That's what people are using. You ever go walk down the street, where are people looking? Right on their phone. They're walking into walls. They're walking into cars because they're looking on their phone.
They are. They're walking off curbs and breaking their ankles because they're too busy looking at their phones.
More than half of the online browsing, email reading you do, the videos you watch are consumed right on using your mobile phone.
That's right. And the numbers are even higher when you look at the all-important age 35 and under demographic. You know, if you market to millennials in any way, shape, or form, marketing via mobile should be your very first thought for every single campaign that you are doing. And that would include mobile AdWords, mobile Google Ads, mobile Facebook Ads, mobile LinkedIn Ads, mobile Twitter, whatever. Everything should be mobile first if you are looking at 35 and under as a category.
Yes. Then, but before you jump into the whole hog of into mobile, you need to take the time to develop and test an overall strategy. I mean, that's the big picture. And then you can selectively start testing your tactics. That's the small picture, implementation of the overall strategy. You know, you sort out your macro and your micro overview. If you're into economics, you would know what that is. And it's like the art of
Yeah, it's more economics when you look at mobile macros and or mobile and or macro and micro, micro and macro, compared to tactics and strategy, which is really more along the lines of Sun Tzu and the Art of War. So you know, there's the two different business philosophies there.
So what are the main benefits of mobile? Well, let's get through it. There's you can reach people, so they're much faster and more effective.
That's like really the number one thing I would say is number one, fast and effective reach people.
Yeah, and it's really quite simple with a lock screen notification to reach.
We've seen some data lately that says that people want SMS notifications. Now, I take issue with that because I've seen the surveys and most of the surveys are being funded by SMS providers. So automatically there's a bias inherent in the way that the questions are written. And I don't think that the average consumer distinguishes between a non-obtrusive lock screen notification versus a SMS text messaging notification. I would say we are pretty secure in the fact that a lock screen notification using Apple Wallet or a generic Android wallet would be considered the exact same thing in many consumers' minds, most of them, frankly. And it's better, actually, for users who don't have unlimited text or for users who don't have unlimited data plans because they can pick and choose which parts of your collateral from the back of the pass that they want to see when you use our platform. And they can ignore the rest until they have a Wi-Fi connection. But let's say somebody doesn't have unlimited data and they don't have unlimited text. You're offering them a more cost-effective on their side. And remember, we keep saying, think about them, not about you. It's more cost-effective for them. It's more convenient for them. And it gives them the opportunity to ignore all of these things that you might otherwise send them until they're in a position, whether it's with Wi-Fi or whatever, to do that. So if you really want somebody to call your business, using a lock screen notification to tell them to call you on the phone that they're already using, that makes perfect sense. And SMS is cheaper. I mean, SMS is more expensive straight out of the gate. And there are also all those FTC rules and regulations that you have to comply with. And, you know, nobody wants a $12,000 bill for sending a text message to somebody who wasn't supposed to get a text message. And that's what the fine is if you are found to be in violation. So lock screen notification is so much better. And it does things that SMS cannot do. It's much more useful in the way that location and proximity work with it. If you're walking down the street, you're not going to get an SMS application or an SMS notification because the phone doesn't have the connection with an SMS platform that says, ooh, walking down the street right next to this restaurant, or ooh, walking down the street just around the corner from this dispensary. That doesn't happen with SMS. It can happen with apps, but we have beat apps to death. As a matter of fact, we have episode nine, which is mobile marketing versus mobile apps. And we also recently had, I think it was 24. Episode 24, which is part two of mobile apps versus mobile wallet marketing. So go back and listen to those if you need a little more information about apps.
I actually don't mean to interrupt you, but it is episode 28.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, we're already up to 28.
Wow. Oh my God. You're right. I'm looking it up and it is. Yeah. It's episode 28. Super cool. We're going to have like some sort of an anniversary episode going here.
Yeah, for sure.
So things that turn out to be most useful to people on their mobile devices: schedule changes, updates to important causes, event notifications, changes to events. These things are potentially even more welcome than coupons or other non-critical messages. Now, our event ticket customers will often find themselves in a situation where the schedule started out great and they had a speaker that ran over by 15 minutes and they didn't have one of those big hooks to drag them off the stage. So they have to do some rearranging, changing people around from one, you know, the rose room to the orchid room, or this guy was supposed to go on at 10, but now we've rescheduled him for 2 so that they don't throw the whole schedule off. It's so simple and so easy to send people a lock screen notification that has that little encapsulated bit of information. Joe Smith now talking at 2 p.m. in Rose Room. They can open up the pass, they can click over to the back, they can see any other update details that you have on there, but they get a simple, concise, to-the-point message. Now, how does this double your sales? Well, if you are in event management or you are participating in an event where you are a speaker, having your target audience in the right place at the right time is probably the most critical function to branding efforts or making sales. If you are part of one of the sales-oriented types of presentations where people are actually buying your product at the presentation, having them all show up an hour before you're there or an hour after you were there pretty much doesn't double your sales, it cuts them by like 100%. So that's one of the best ways to apply mobile marketing to doubling your sales. And putting people into the mission critical type of notice, so they get these notifications based on location, proximity, or time. These are real messages, not fluff. And, you know, so this really is one of the probably the most critical things, and that is messaging. So what's the second one that you would say, Hazel?
I think the second one would be crafting a good message.
I would agree.
Right. So you have these attendees, you want to let them know that, you know, the speaker has gone over and go from your rose room to the orchid room. You want to create the right message. So what was that? You're going to say something 10 sentences long? No. It's going to be very quick. It's going to be very simple. And it goes right on the front of the lock screen.
So a simple message on the front, simple links with nice headlines on the back.
That's right.
So no really different than writing up a mailer and sending it out, where you're looking at the opens based on the headline of the mailer, the subject line of the mailer.
That's right.
That would be the front of the pass, where you have the actual, the headline or the episode number or whatever you're using to designate what it is that you have.
Exactly. For instance, on our podcast Marketer Pass, Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, we put the latest episode right on the lock screen to inform our listeners that there's a new episode.
You know, it's kind of funny because I was looking through one of, I think it was Ryan Levesque's new launch that he just did a couple weeks ago.
Sure.
And one of the things that I thought was crystal clear, and it applies so well to mobile wallet marketing, is the four things that you need to do in order to get someone's attention and potentially get them to go to your website, buy a product, listen to you speak, attend your webinar, whatever it is that your goal is. And that is, who are you? What do you do? What are the benefits of what you do? And how can a person get it right now? So the mobile wallet pass fits in perfectly with that. Simple message on the front, simple links with headlines on the back. We talked about mailers being exactly the same thing. Everything is the same thing. You want a good headline, you want some good links on the back, and some compelling copy to get your click-through rate up and keep it there. So when you're designing the pass and doing the message, what are some things you might want to think about?
Well, if you're designing the pass, you should think of color just like you would on your website. You would want it to match your website or any other marketing collateral that you have. If your website's orange, you're not going to have a blue pass. your pass is going to be orange. Now, do you want an orange pass?
Maybe if you were doing event tickets and you wanted to categorize who was in what category of price range, like you've got your VIPs and your VIPs would all have an orange front and your speakers would all have a blue front and your attendees, regular attendees, would all have a red front. This makes it so much simpler and easier for your admissions staff to see who's supposed to be where at any given time. They flash you the phone. It's got the ticket on it. You see the color. Don't get crazy with colors and schemes and stuff like that. If you don't have a lot of really strong logos or branding in place already, go with something simple like black and white or red and white or navy and white or, you know, just a simple combination so that it's legible, it's readable, and it's eye-catching. You know, getting your desired attention and response is really the goal here. It's not about making pretty pictures.
That's right. So we'll say it again. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. You know, and the third one, number three in the fastest ways to use mobile marketing to double your sales is to get people to add the collateral to their phones.
That's right. This works just like it would with a mailing list, your social media campaigns to generate follows and likes, and really anything that you're doing. There's nothing fancy here. There's nothing technical or complex at all. You just want to keep it simple.
Basic blocking and tackling. You add the short URL, add the QR code, put it on all of your marketing in every single format. We include the short URL, we include the QR code every time, every place that we do it. You know, if you're working with us, we're giving you a copy of your campaign depicted on a mobile phone, and it's an actual working pass. So you can take those graphics and use them anywhere. You can use them on your Facebook page. You could use them on your web page. You can use them on your print collateral. Anytime, any place you want, you can use those. It's the most simple and effective way to get people to add the campaign to their phone. They can do it from email, SMS, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, whatever. Anywhere you can include a URL or a QR code, we suggest both. That's your point of getting people to add this and use this.
That's right. And you can also do other things like Apple Share or AirDrop to do the shares from one phone to another. If you have someone who understands how to use these features, it's super quick and an easy way to get referrals and between users. I'm sorry. Pardon me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we always suggest that you give people the short URL when you're sending stuff out in email, SMS, or post it on a web page as a backup option. Putting both the short URL and the QR code on all of your printed material is the easiest way to get people to interact. And there's a reason for this. People may not understand how to find the QR code reader in their phone. So few people know that Apple Wallet is where the QR code reader is hidden in an iPhone, and Android doesn't come standard with any sort of QR code reader, so you need a QR code reader app to use the QR code. But I want you to find me anybody who has a mobile phone who can't open up Chrome or Safari and type in a short URL in the browser or in the search. You know, if you've got a person that can't do that, they're probably not a great prospect anyway.
but that's a good point. You can use a QR code reader. Last night I was out and I was giving my digital business card out to someone. And they popped up their QR reader. And they're like, oh, look, I have a QR code reader. I'm like, oh, where's your Apple Wallet? And he's like, what? I go, your Apple Wallet, you can scan it. And he's like, really? Right through Apple Wallet? Like, I don't need a QR reader? I'm like, no, you don't.
Exactly. So that's the whole thing about it. There are so many simple, easy ways to get this into phones that don't beat yourself up about it. And quick recap. Number one is the message. Number two is crafting a good message. And number three is delivering the message. So what this really boils down to is that it is all about the message.
The message.
And as we said in the beginning, the message is not about you. The message is about your prospect. How do they want the message? How do they want to see the message? How do they want the message delivered? And what is the most easy, convenient way for them to accept your message and enter into a relationship with you.
That's right. And that is the three fastest ways to use mobile marketing to double your sales.
Bingo. I got nothing else for this week.
Yeah, so thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
We'll see you in 2. Have a great week.